MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Bruce Williamson, Integral Asset Managers. Bruce, appreciate the early morning time. You sent me an email, I think it was late last week, on two topics that had been discussed separately. One was Thungela and David Shapiro and I, and I assume it had probably been on my TV show perhaps, talking around the increase in dividend. And he had said 60 Rand interim dividend, we'll get another 60 at year end, makes for 120 for the full year. You're like, hang on a second, actually, we could get a bigger dividend at the year end.
Morning, Simon. Morning to the listeners. No, I think what tickled me when I heard the comment was, I think that David had thought the 60 Rand being such a big dividend was the final. And he said, you can expect another 60 in the next 12 months. And that's not the case. You still come 60 Rand dividend right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my calculations based on $250 and a rand of 16, which is about 15, 20% below the spot, I reckon you're going to get an 80 Rand final, maybe even higher. So that you're in for 140 Rand between now and March.
I'm trying to run the numbers on that. That's a plus 40% yield. And part of that, I mean, I'm looking at coal. I mean, you know, if we look at the first 6 months, which was for that 60 Rand dividend, coal had started and sort of moved up over the period. But so far, since beginning of July, when the new period starts, it's been sort of sitting at that elevated level, which means not only is final bigger, but they're just going to make more money potentially in this six-month period. And we note there's still some months to go, of course.
Absolutely. Simon, I mean, the price is over $300, their benchmark price.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Rand has weakened. So that's going to add to revenue. And then I don't think a lot of people, if you didn't interrogate the numbers, in the interim report, there was about $4 billion of paper losses attributable to derivative hedging positions.
Yeah.
Where they received a lower coal price versus spot, so they made a technical loss on that. So there's $4 billion of losses that went through the income statement. And I reckon in the second half, at this point in time, there'll only be about $1.5 billion of losses. So there's an extra $2.5 billion there.
Yeah, okay. So this Thungela Resources is just a dividend printing machine for now. The other was Afrimat, and the sense announcement, and it was last Monday, if my memory is serving, came through, said the deal had been suspended because of it, the material differences with the water use license. You say, and you stress that you hadn't spoken to management, but you say that it doesn't mean the deal is gone. Andres van Heerden and his team at Afrimat could sort of reconstitute the deal, perhaps.
Yes, and they have had an announcement subsequently, and they have indicated that they've now had to walk away because when the due diligence date ended, the water license criteria that the government put onto it was just unworkable. You're only allowed to remove 1% of the water out of an open pit. Well, when you're swimming in water, 1% is not going to help. So they had to then walk away from everything. And that is the case at the moment. But, I mean, it's not to say that parties won't be working behind the scenes to try and correct that matter. Because if they can't mine it, then even the existing owners, who are ultimately Chinese, won't be able to mine either. But there's a big positive spin on that is that Andrew's CEO indicated that things are going so well with the Glenover phosphate vermiculite project that they are now looking at low-grade tailings they didn't even consider, and they are potentially going to get prices for that that are equal to what they're getting for high-grade phosphates.
Oh, wow.
So they will then pour the money that would have gone into manganese, they'll put that into an expanded phosphate vermiculite project. And I can tell you, I mean, I've been looking at the numbers. The numbers are insane. You're talking product that's over $580 up to $750 a ton.
Wow, that is well ahead of expectation. And they did raise some money recently to pay for the magnesium, I suppose. So they're sitting on a quite a chunky balance sheet. And Andreas and his team, and I rate them as one of the best deal makers in the country, that they're unlikely to leave that money idle. They're not going to rush into something, but they're going to find another deal if they can't do the magnesium.
Well, yes. Well, they've strongly indicated, and I mean, the way what's happening in the fertilizer market, partly because of Russia, mm-hmm. also China, China held back potash exports to the rest of the world. So the world is just scrambling for fertilizer-related product, i.e. potassium and potash. Mm-hmm. So there's every reason they can expand that. And they left a hint in their last, in their February annual report saying, looking at future minerals, et cetera. So they've got other stuff in the pipeline for sure.
We'll leave that there. That's Bruce Williamson, Integral Asset Management. Really appreciate the insights onto two of the darlings of the JSE, Thungela and Afrimat. This show is brought to you by Stanlip. Visit stanlip.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlip Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.